Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, joined in the studio by our next guest, Mohammed Shura of Care Passport. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Care Passport?
So thank you for having me. And again, so Care Passport is a company we started like a year and a half. And so I moved from Egypt 5 years ago. Hmm. And I have a different experience, you know, for the healthcare here when we moved with my family. So we were used to getting access to our records immediately. So when we do an MRI, CT, like visiting any physician, they give our records, you know, right away without asking.
Interesting.
So you do an MRI.
But the way it should be. They're yours, right?
It is. Yeah, it's our data. It's our body.
Right.
So when you go to for an MRI, it costs for sure much cheaper than here. So you go $100, you do an MRI without insurance. They give you immediately, maybe the same, most of the time, same day, they give you a CD. They give you the report, and you don't have to ask for that. When we moved here, was everything difficult, strange for us, because it was like what's going on here? Why
there's walls?
There is walls, yeah. We struggle also with the insurance. How the insurance is billing us? Like, why I'm getting like bills the first week, like here when we moved? So we have some lab results, and you know, visiting our BCB, and we got hit with like $1,000 like the first week. Hmm. Why? I mean, we have insurance and we figure out that we are paying $25,000 a year because like it was my company, I'm paying for my insurance, my family. And we figure out that we haven't spent even half that amount for the whole life for my family since I was born.
And here they are charging you not only the premiums, but usage as well.
Yes. So, and also I don't have access to my records.
Right.
So I start my medical journey here in the U.S. by having like some complaints. I have fatigue in the morning, you know, I have some back pain. And they start, okay, you should do this lab result. They should do this MRI and X-ray. The cycle is very long. They have to get insurance, like the claim, and they have to make sure that the insurance is approving that and so on. They told me that the sleep fatigue or the fatigue in the morning is due to maybe sleep apnea, so we'll give you
a sleep study,
maybe some exams, maybe you go to your ENT physician, okay, let's do CT sinus, and I like a lot of cycle. It was like 3 years. I couldn't imagine that. Mm-hmm. So all the time, every time you visit somebody, I mean, they don't give you the medical record, and they tell you that, okay, you can log into the patient portal. That time, the patient portal that you have it, which is storing your medical record, is very clumsy, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And you have to maybe sometimes to go to the hospital to activate that. When you go to the MRI, you do a CT or MRI, which you pay a lot for that, like 10x the cost of like other countries. It's double the cost, at least in Europe, because also I experienced healthcare in Dubai and Germany beside Egypt. Mm-hmm. It's everything is expensive, but also you don't have an access. So you have to go to the hospital after 2 days to request your MRI. They give you a CD and you don't know what to do with it, mm-hmm. right? Because we don't have drive. So anyway, we start like think about a portal or an app where you can record your own data and you can start uploading your own information. Also, you get connected to hospitals where you get an access to all your medical data.
So it's really a repository or a portal for patients, end user, to store their own personal medical information.
And the same time also connect to hospitals and healthcare systems where you get an access to your records and upload it and have it in your app. And it means if you have it, it means that you can view it, you can download it, and you can share it. So you can share it with others, other physicians, other friends and family. And so,
You've created a simplification, if you will, because the data is in one place and you have that connection to ultimately end user and connecting the provider, but how do you speed up the process? Because you talked about the lag, you have an MRI today, the results aren't available for a week or 2 weeks or whatever that period of time is.
Yeah. So the problem is, I mean, there should be an employee, full-time employee printing the CD for you. It takes time. It's expensive. You have to go back. Most of the hospital also, for some reason, they don't want to give you the results immediately because they fear that if you have something, cancer, for example, you make some trouble. Maybe you sue them. Okay, you misdiagnose me. So they keep the records for some time until they verify it. The problem is also you don't know who read your MRI. Mm-hmm. It can be some physician, radiologist in India that is reading 100 MRI a day or an hour, you know, for you, and you are among 100. So electronic access, you know, solve that problem. So you don't have to create CDs anymore, because it's going to upload the study quickly from the existing system of the hospital, share, be on the cloud, and then what you get, you are going to get a link, and the link will open the study for you. And then if you want to share it with anybody else, you don't have to upload the study. By the way, the MRI study can be simply, or CT, which is can be 10,000 studies, can be like 4 gig, which is you cannot put in a CD, you have to put in a DVD.
Okay.
So it's large volume to move. So we just like use a URL link that you can send to anybody, and then he will click the link. It will open a viewer for you.
So one of the challenges in this country, obviously, without getting too deeply into it, is, you know, let's forget about all the policy issues and the cost of insurance, things like that, that are real big problems.
Yeah.
HIPAA. And privacy laws. How do you protect privacy within that?
So this is solving the HIPAA problem. So actually, I discovered that every time you go to a physician or go to a provider, you sign a document. This document, I call it un-HIPAA. It's not HIPAA. Because HIPAA is...
It's waiving their responsibility, basically?
Yeah, it's giving consent for them to share your images or data, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you request it, if you have it, let's say on a paper or a CD, not electronically, you'll be able to, if you have like your CD now, can you give it to another physician like to read it for you? Yes, you can. So this is your data and you have the right to do whatever you like. You can share it with anybody else. So with that concept of care passport, we move to what's so-called patient-centric access. So it's very patient-centric. It's not hospital-centric. What was in the beginning or right now, till now, it's like everything is stored in the hospital. It's not all our information. It's part of our information.
Mm-hmm.
Very little information about us. And then they have to get the consent from you every time, and they have to be able to share it with others if you go to another provider. What we provide here is we make it patient-centric. We get an access for patient. Patient will be able to share these data, and it's your own records. There is also an important part, which is the data stored in the hospital. We call it medical records, or they call it medical records, which is only 40 to 60% of your data. So imaging is not there in the hospital. It's in a separate system. So you have to get it in CD. Dental is not there. Wearable information is not there. Your pain level every day. So when you go to the physician, he will ask you, do you have a back pain? Yes. Okay, what happened last week? Normally you don't remember that. If you start recording that in an app that will go through, it's like your companion, your friend, you know, ask you, do you feel pain today? Yes, I have a back pain. Okay, like where? Right, left side, in the middle. Like, what is the pain level? You know, great, like.
So you don't have to archive all that information in your brain. You can actually log it.
Yes.
Hmm.
And we see also the evolution that came with the wearables, you know, a few years ago, like 2-3 years ago, where we start now, every second you have a step is going to be recorded in your watch, your heart rate. So this generates another type of information that we never think about it. And it's really important for us to have it and to have an access to.
Hmm. So what phase is the company at? Where are you at in terms of the development of your platform?
So we start a year and a half. We finish another development completely, like the final version 6 months ago. We show it in one of the largest exhibition in healthcare IT. It's called HIMSS. Now the platform is completely free for patients, up to 1 gig of storage. Hmm. So you can go to carepassport.com, you can log in as a patient, you can sign up for an account, and you start putting all your information, and you can also get some information that you have it in the hospital, save it, and have it with you. And then you can access those information. So in the same time, also we have a great team here and overseas. We are around 20 people. Are based in Newton, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Great culture, great people.
And now in terms of working with the institutions as well, because it sounds to me like there's a component that requires the medical providers or the facilities to be on board. So
yeah.
is that evolution?
Definitely.
Process,
so during the development, because it's a very hard issue to tackle. I mean, you can't just like invent an idea, say, I'm going to do that.
Right.
So we have talked to all the major institutions like Cleveland Clinic, Mass General, all those great institutions to talk about they all like the idea. They said this is revolutionary because it will even enable them to get access to some information that they don't normally have an access. Again, it's like me coming from Egypt. I spend 35 years of my time and I have some data.
Mm-hmm.
So this data they don't have access to. actually few weeks ago, I moved from Mass General Newton Wellesley Health System with my sleep apnea, another journey into Tufts. When I moved there, they have nothing. They right. don't know anything about
me. No sharing of information across the networks.
Because it's different EMR system, electronic medical record yep. system, and it's not shared. They cannot talk to each other. And I told them, okay, what information you need? You need my sleep apnea test? Like, I can do it. I don't have to redo again. I don't have to do my CT sinus. I have all my visits. Mm-hmm. I have it in care passport. I can share it with you right now. I can send it to you by email. So I generate in 3 years, which is I'm a healthy person, but I generate 150 pages.
Wow.
And I have also around like 5 gig of medical images and like total a 5 gig of medical data. So I shared it with them in 1 second. That was like large. I mean, that was huge for me and for them. And this is very important for all of us to start collecting our medical records.
And be able to access it in real time and be able to share it in real time as well.
Yes.
Fascinating story. You'll have to come back and update us at some point in the future in terms of your evolution. And we wish you continued success. You already told our listeners if they want to get a free account. Why don't you mention that again? How do people sign up for Care Passport?
Okay. So again, it's free for you up to 1 gig, which is going to be enough for most of your medical data, unless you have like 10 MRI or 10 CTs. But you go to carepassport.com and then you log in as a patient. And then you can do an account. It's an app on Android, iOS, and also the web.
Wonderful. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Mohammed Shura, and he's the founder and CEO of Care Passport. And what is the URL? Is it carepassport.com?
Yes.
Wonderful. And wonderful idea of a guy coming to this country and seeing a problem within a system and trying to develop a solution to help all of us.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs, and we wish you continued success and good luck with your venture.
Thank you so much.
And you're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back with another segment.